Yes, you have just entered the Love Vault. Yes, you have. On Friday, August the 20th, 2021, and in the background, you have Inner City Blues, featuring Lee Alston of Gullah Soul Music from Freeport, Texas, where you are listening from the vault to Mellow Music. Welcome, Gullah Soul listeners, wherever you are. I am your hostess, Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Salco Design, which is www.anaisevictoralcour.com, broadcasting to you worldwide. I say worldwide because we have a worldwide listeners, not just here in the States, but everywhere. And we'll talk about that later. And we appreciate all of you tuning in and supporting me by hitting that follow button on your social media platforms, or you can go directly to n1m.com/LEEALSTON, which is number one music, and you'll go directly to Lee Alston. This is going to have, it's going to be another great, great night. We've had some really great nights since I've been hosting, and I appreciate him having me come back and to host them. And so we're going to take what's in the crate in the vault. And so Lee has some mellow music for those of you who have not heard Lee or have not heard of Gullah Soul Music. You're going to get your ear full this evening. So get situated for the evening for an hour of relaxing, mental stimulation of the soulful tune, and some Gullah Soul mellow music. And if you want to shout out to Lee, the number is 516-418-5857. Again, the number is 516-418-5857. And most of you just like tuning in anyway and just listening, you know, to what he has to go, because this music just makes you just want to sit there and relax. It takes all the slush off of the day, and it just makes you feel so good. And so like I said, you can always go to N1M, which is numberonemusic.com/backslash, where the slash is going towards his name, Lee Alston, LEEALSTON. Check out, listen to, and download all of his, of course, his number one music. He's had a lot of number one hits, so we are so glad that you all appreciate him and also support him. But we'd rather have you listen live right here from the vault. As Tina Turner would say, we're going to start off nice and easy with some Gullah Soul music. We're going to hear some love ballads first, and then we're going to go to church. Yep, to church. C-H-U-C-H. With some mellow music from Lee Alston. And tonight, get ready, because this is what we're going to do.
Yes, y'all, this is Gullah Soul Radio.
Yes, it is.
The Soulistic Music Revival, coming right at you. Hip hop, soul music, yeah, on the strength. I say it's on the strength right now. This is Gullah Soul Music.
That's Gullah Soul Music promo, and even that, I think that has gone number one. If it's not, it probably will. But, so what's good, Mr. Lee of Freeport, Texas? How you doing this evening? How was your day? Talk about your heated day. How are you?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm doing good. How you doing this evening?
I'm wonderfully well. Thank you for asking.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, man, I had a good day today, and, you know, stayed safe within the heat and everything. And,
good.
We had a good work week, you know, staying busy, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
You know, end of the day, but no incidents. Everybody went home safe, so it's all good. You know, it's Friday night, you know what I'm saying? So we're back in the vault, we'll open up the vault tonight and play y'all some mellow music. You know, that's Mella music, not mellow, but Mella. Mella music, that's my Gullah, that's my Gullah accent. You know, so we're going to play some Mella music for y'all tonight. You know, y'all had a long, long week, man, and, you know, it's time to kind of kick back a little bit and mind trip with us on tonight. And, you know, and just kind of vibe with us, man. We got some good spiritual music for y'all to listen to. And so this is some of the music from my vault. And so we just want to share that with y'all on tonight. And so, you know, I'm just glad to be with y'all on this evening. Glad y'all tuning in. I hope everybody's
Hello.
Doing good out there. Yeah.
Yes, and as I said before, if you want to call in and listen in the background, you can. That number is 516-418-5857. I'm getting ready to play one of his new songs called The Living Years. And so after I play that, we're going to go into some love songs. So let's get hear The Living Years. We also.
Yeah.
Every generation blames the one before, and all their frustrations come beating on your door. I know that I'm a prisoner to all my father held so dear. I know I am a hostage to all his hopes and fears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. No crumbled bits of paper filled with imperfect thoughts, stilted conversation, that's all that we've got. Say you just don't see it. You say it's perfect sense. We can't agree in the present tense. We all talk a different language, talking in defense.
Say it loud.
Say it clear. As you hear, it's too late. It's too late when we die. We don't see eye to eye. So we open up a quarrel between the present and the past. We only sacrifice the future. It's the bitterness that lasts. But don't give up to the vulture, cause the time keeps staying. But we have a new perspective on a different day. And if you don't give up and don't give in, you might just be okay. Oh, say it loud. Say it clear. As well as you hear. It's too late when we die. We don't see eye to eye. I wasn't there that morning when my father passed away. I didn't get to tell him all the things I had to say. I think I caught his spirit later that same year. I'm sure I heard his echo in my baby's newborn tears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. Oh, say it loud. Say it clear. As you hear, it's too late. It's too late when we die. We don't see eye to eye.
I don't know what that sound is, but, you know, it ain't nothing but the devil, but we're going to live through it.
Yeah.
It sounds like water, but.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, that's how it is. We're doing live radio, so, yeah. And sometimes
correct.
The frequency
yeah.
with live radio, it still happens.
Okay.
That particular
oh, okay.
song, it was a, that song was done by Mike and Mechanics originally back in the 80s, and so I've always liked that song. But you asked you that, you know, the song to me is still relevant, and it's a lot of life, you know, truth to that as well for me. You know, my son, as a matter of fact, he was born, I believe, like 2 days after we had laid my dad to rest. So, me and my dad had a conversation, and he was trying to hold on, and he was telling me he was tired, and oh, there's a whole lot, man, you know. And so it's like the a lot of people wonder, you know, I guess when some of us, when we do these songs, a lot of it, you know, we have our life experiences, but the whole moral of that song is, you know, live your life today like it's your last day here on this earth, you know what I'm saying? And treat each other with, you know, love and respect, and don't take each other for granted, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the dumb stuff, you know, squash all that, you know what I'm saying? And focus on things that are more important than the dumb stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think that's a life lesson for all of us. And so that's why that song, that's not the only song, of course, but that song, I've always gravitated toward it. It resonated with me. But, yeah, like you were saying, when the song went off, you know, once that person's gone, that's it, man. You know, you can't.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
You know, you can't, yeah, you can't talk to them no more. You can't say the things that were on your mind, was on your heart. You know, and so, you know, I know a lot of people, you know, they don't call each other like they used to, or they stop calling. It's like, man, when you text people or when you call, leave messages, man, it's like, what do I got to do? Do I got to get Congress involved to get you to phone call me back? You know what I'm saying? So it's and then, you know, God forbid something happens to that person, then you be kicking yourself, I should have called them more. Well, you know what? You had to go through all that. You know, when my father passed away, I tell anybody, I have no regrets because of the fact that, you know, I made sure that he knew I loved him. I told him. I kissed him on the forehead every time I saw him, you know, and he knew that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I believe people today are so caught up with all this stuff that's going on till the simple, basic principles of love and unconditional love, and not taking each other for granted. You know what I'm saying? And I believe that once we can get to that understanding, Let's not take, let's not take this for granted. You know what I'm saying? Because if we're here today, who knows? I may not be here next Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Or
but,
tomorrow morning.
Yeah, or tomorrow morning. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, life is that fragile. It's that fragile. So, y'all, let's not take each other for granted. You know, and don't worry about the dumb stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's focus on stuff that's more important. Don't let, you know, like Ms. Inez was saying, you know, devil in there trying to, you know, interfere with what we're trying to do, but it ain't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do what we came here to do. It. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, don't let the devil get in your mindset to cause you to act, you know, negatively toward your loved one or people. You know what I'm saying? You know, so it's like, you know, we got to have a mindset of God. You know what I'm saying? And as long as we have that mindset, think like God and act like God, then all the dumb stuff we shouldn't even have time for. Yeah. So.
Right.
Man. So let's do better. Let's say everybody, let's do better. Yeah.
That's all you
got to
do. Do better. Do better. You know, sometimes the devil is just always so busy. He's so busy, you know. You know, but it's okay.
We're going to be all right.
It's okay because we're going to be all right. You know why?
Yeah.
Because we are God's people. And so we're going to make sure that we have a good time in the Lord. L-O-R-D-T, the Lord. And we're going to start with love songs and ballads because that's, you know, that's what we all should do is spread love and, you know, like they would say beauty palace, I just want to love, peace, and puppies. It's like, okay. So when Lee talks about his love songs and ballads, he talks basically about how couples should treat each other, enjoy each other, love each other, appreciate each other. I mean, I think he should have a class, we call it premarital class, because, you know, when I hear him and Angie, I feel like I have the diabetes coming on because of just oozing sweetness and love and all that other kind of stuff. So I always have to have my insulin pump ready to insert into my arm so that I make sure that I make sure that my sweetness is at a level I can handle for the evening. But no, they exude so much love and that you can tell it also. So it's wonderful. It's really good. And the first song is because they love each other, you know, they have the dance of a lifetime. They have the lifetime that they live together. And some of the other songs that we're going to be playing during this medley of songs that are his love songs. But there's one song that I love that he knows which one I love. So we're going to hear Dance of a Lifetime. And then we'll go from there. I'd like to let him explain how he comes up with his love song. We got the love going on. So anyway, but we are going to play Dance of a Lifetime and we'll go from there. So hold on.
Yeah.
If y'all want to join us, that number again is 516-418-5857. Yes.
I have to dance with you for a lifetime.
Dance with me.
Checking me out for a while. Is it my guitar riffs or my duller soul style? Could it be my smooth vocal tones? Could it be my eye color or the fact I'm 1970 soul brother? Imagine me your husband, 100% every man. So woman, will you take my hand? It's got to be in the master's plan. So don't worry, soul woman, you got Lee. It was your beauty, your charm that caught me. I picked you out of a crowd. Within my soul, I was shouting loud. You stepped to me and said hello. Gave me a smile, then you walked through the door. Bell started ringing in my mind. Songbirds began to sing, and it sounded like a new jazz swing.
Yeah. For a lifetime.
Yeah.
Nobody else but you. You're the one that gets on me.
Dance.
May I have this dance with you
for a lifetime.
For a lifetime.
Yeah.
Nobody else but you. You're the one that gets on me.
Dance.
May I have this dance with you for a lifetime.
Dance for me for a lifetime.
Nobody else but you.
Yeah.
You're the one that gets on me.
Dance.
May I have this dance
me.
With you for a lifetime.
For a lifetime.
Nobody else but you. You're the one that gets on me.
In sickness and health, the rich or poor. Commitment for life when I hit the floor. So many things on my mind that day. When the preacher said, repeat what I say. My mind said, stop, press rewind. Reminiscing my tripping on a moment in time. I remember the day I first saw your face. Your soul glow, you lit up the place. I knew right then I had to know your name. I was hoping you felt the same. You stepped to me, said hello. Gave a smile and walked through the door. Bells started ringing in my mind. Songbirds began to sing. And it sounded like a new jack swing. Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
Dance with me.
Nobody else but you.
For a lifetime.
You're the one that gets on me.
Come on.
May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
Dance for a lifetime.
Nobody else but you.
Yeah.
You're the one that gets on me.
Yeah.
May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
Dance for a lifetime.
Nobody else but you. You're the one that gets on me.
Dance.
May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
Dance for a lifetime.
Nobody else but you. You're the one that gets on me. May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
Dance for a lifetime.
Nobody else but you. You're the one that gets on me. May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
Of a lifetime. That's forever
dance
and ever till death do us part. Yes, yes.
Yeah, man.
I'm trying to figure out what song I should play. If you ask for dance of a lifetime, or I think I'll do Song of Solomon 5:9-16. And for those of you who are Bible scholars, it just talks about a woman and a man, and basically a man actually. It says, why is thy beloved more than another beloved? O thou fairest among women, why is thou beloved more than another beloved? Thou dost so charge us. And it goes down throughout everything. My beloved is white and ruddy and the chiefest among 10,000. And just keeps on just talking about, I believe, a man. Is that correct?
Please. Yeah, it's basically, I went to that passage of scripture because, you know, too many times,
uh-huh.
That's why I'm glad we got a platform to talk about stuff, you know. Too many
right.
times, you know, couples worry about who's saying this, what people
uh-huh.
think about you, and all this kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
uh-huh.
you know, and when you worry about what other people think, what you do, you bring that into the relationship, and it don't need to be in there. So basically, when I start off and I'm talking about, you know, I don't care what this person says, that person says, as long
mm-hmm.
as I got you, that's all that really matters, you know. So it's like the, you know, like the word says, Jesus, as God says,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we're married, the husband and
mm-hmm.
wife cling to one another. That's all, that's it. You know,
that's
and
it.
I don't know why, and I'm going to say this right here. I'm going to say this one thing right here. We'll get into the song. I don't know where people got this junk talking about when you marry her, you marry the family. I don't see that nowhere in the Bible. or when you marry him, you marry the family. I don't see that nowhere in the Bible. It is clearly
doesn't
stated
say
right
leave
here.
And cleave? Doesn't say leave
right.
And cleave?
That, come on now. Come
okay.
on.
We read
see
from
what I'm saying?
From the right Bible, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You show right.
Leave and cleave.
So you did not marry her family, and she didn't marry my family. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
when you up there with that preacher, then the only two people up there getting married right there in the eyes of God is that man and that woman, bottom line. Ain't nobody else up there but them. Yeah, man.
And the unity candle, you don't have a whole stack of candles on the side. You have the one from him, the one from her. Making one
go.
Candle. You don't have a whole, what do you call it, box of candles.
Yeah.
They don't, you don't have little Johnny and Ray Ray and Jimmy
yeah,
Joe
man,
and little Mike, Big Mike and on one side and little, you know, Taniqua and Tanisha Alexis Porsche. Alexis Porsche. What's the other girl? Alexis Porsche. Bet, whatever. Over there, Corvette. No, you have... We call it Adam and Eve, and that's it. That's all you got.
That's it, man. That's it right there. You know, and then, you know, I didn't say it. You didn't say it. It's in the Word of God. That's on God's mind is that we cleave to one another, not to everybody else in the family.
Right.
Well, I know, you know, I know some people may make it different because that's what you've been hearing all your life, but I'm telling you by the word that is not the truth. The truth is, husband and wife, y'all cling to one another. That's it right there.
And I can even tell you the passage, Genesis 2 and 24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and
come
shall
on now.
Cleave unto his wife, and they shall be 15 fleshes, because we got everybody else. No, it doesn't say that. My Bible says one flesh. One
there you go.
Flesh. That's it. Not
it
a
right
whole bunch
there.
Of other fleshes. Sisters.
On the strength. That's right.
One. On the strength of one flesh.
Yeah.
So all you have sometimes is each other. Because when you bring Big Mike and Ray Ray and Mike and Jimmy John and Sally Sue and Juanita and his Nita, and everybody else Nita, you know, that's when the mess comes in. Oh, well, I was thinking, no. Y'all face each other and face the problems together and leave outside with outside.
Right.
Don't let that mess into your house because that's just going to cause more mess.
That's
just gonna
right.
cause
that's
so
right.
much more mess.
Yeah.
So, so now that we've said all that, what we going to do? We're going to play that song. Are we not?
Play the
song. Song of Solomon 5, 9, 16. For you Bible scholars out there who want to read while I'm playing the song. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Love me.
Join together in holy matrimony.
Love me.
Husband and wife standing strong together. On the strength.
Love me.
I'm not even worried about or concerned about what they're talking about over there.
Love me.
Because as long as we got each other, that's all that really matters. Let the haters hate and the lovers keep loving. And that's on the strength.
That it won't
lifts my soul higher. My soul so high, but I can't make you love me if you don't. If you don't, I can make your heart feel something that it won't.
The Song of Solomon, you got it all right there. And if you listen to Lee and Angie's love song, they will guide you, they'll teach you, they'll give you direction. It's cool. It's so cool. It's just, it's very good. Very, very good.
Yeah,
thanks. He studies his Bible, his Gullah Bible, I'm sure. And if you look through the carousel, you'll see that there is a such thing as a Gullah Bible. Yes,
there is.
A Gullah, G-U-L-L-A-H Bible. I'm going to have to get me one. I'm going to. Yeah, I-M-O. I'm going to have to get me one.
Yeah, man.
So I can learn, you know, what a Uman is and a brother.
Yeah.
I'm gonna learn it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you read it. You'll definitely learn the dialect and what these words mean, and how to enunciate them and all that.
Right, because I know even in your Facebook post when you talk about, you know, everybody joining us tonight, I know exactly what that means, because it's kind of like Creole at the same time, but with a more with a different twist. I know what he just said. He just said, join us, y'all, you know, because it's one woman here, me, is helping him. So, but it's like, okay, I can read that.
Yeah.
I can read that. So I appreciate you, fine sir. I appreciate you for the most part, as they say. And that's his next song. All those ballads and all the songs are just beautiful. This is so pretty. You can just lay back, close your eyes, and just let them play. And they're just calming. They will calm your soul, soothe your soul. And if you're having a bad day with him or her, put one of the songs on. You know, listen to it first and then say, man, I'm having a bad day. But if you listen to his song, it's like, honey, I'm so sorry. You know, for the most part, you know, I love you, or you are, love is such a beautiful thing.
Right.
And you are love, or, you know, I have a chill. I just love your chill. I just love you, or, you know, babe, I just made you dinner. Just, you know, put up your feet. Let me feed you. You just got to listen to these songs, because they are just so precious and just so fitting for any day, every day, long ago, now. You know, it's just, you can't go wrong on his songs. That's all I got to say. So, for the most part, which is what I'm going to play next, have you come across that one, Lee?
For the most part, it's just basically, you know, the whatever hats that I wear and the things that I do, you know, and, you know, and you'll hear it in the song, of course, and the, you know, for the most part, you know, I give you myself, you know what I'm saying? So, I do everything else, you know, but for the most part, I give you me. And when I say that, it's not the so much as the body, but it's the mind and the soul and the heart.
Right.
know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm very proud of this song because this song actually made pretty strong on the YouTube playlist on YouTubeMusic.com, and so it made the playlist along with artists such as Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood. So it was on the playlist. Oh. Today, okay, yeah, man. Okay. So I'm very, oh yeah, all glory to God, man. Wow. I'm very proud to see that, you know, on that list like that. So it lets me know that a lot of on N1M it's like it's like 5,300 something plays on that song.
Ooh, really?
And so yeah, and like almost 600 likes. So it's worldwide.
Was
I
that
mean,
all?
That song actually made number one on NoMusic.com one time. So yeah, I'm very. As a matter of fact, that was one of the pivotal songs that pretty much turned my direction as far as the brand. And so this was one of three songs that did that. So I'm very, very happy with the direction with this particular piece. Yeah.
And do you have any number one songs on the this week?
No, not this week.
Okay.
No, not this week. But I still thank y'all out there, fans, subscribers, all of y'all for going on that plan, the playlist on NoMusic.com. I really appreciate y'all. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all very much.
And that's n1m.com/towards-his-name, LeeAlston, and listen to his music. I want y'all to comment and tell us how you feel and how it made you all feel. And so when we come back, the next time we come back, which me next Friday, I want to hear from the people. So, you know, call us and say, man, I can see why it was number one. Oh, man, this song should be number one. I'm going to have all my friends play it. So I'm just trying to, you know, pump up the volume. But I'm going to play for the most part. And then for the most part, he didn't even know his wife's name. That's what I wanted to laugh about, because I love that part where he was calling her somebody else's name and thinking that, why is he calling her to me? But for the most part, is the song, and the next song after that is, I didn't know your name. So here we go for the most part. Yeah.
Could it be? See the love in me. Can you feel my heart? Or is it the way I play my guitar? Could it be the way I talk to you? I tell you all my dreams, how I want to be with you. Could it be
my eyes, the way you look at me, you seem so
is for real. For the most part, I give you my heart. I give you all my time. So just relax your mind. For the most part, I give you all of me. You can have all my love. I love you for free.
This next song is I Didn't Know Your Name. I'm gonna play I'm gonna play that. I love it.
Hey lady, can I talk to you? Give me a minute, I'll tell you the truth. And by the way, my name is Lee. God created you, tailor-made for me. I can tell by the way you walk and by the way you talk and what you do. I like how you vibe your profile. I know that it's the Christ in you. And no doubt you're a woman of God and you're a lover of Christ. And after his heart, the Spirit of God moving upon you. The glow love is showing love. I can feel it when I hear you sing. Express your love and the joy he brings. And this is what I have to say. But I hope you won't throw no shade, cause
I didn't know your name. You walked on by, had that sparkle in your eyes, yeah. I didn't know your name, but you were the one.
Of November, that's the day that I'll always remember. That's the day that we walked the aisle, and once we were strangers, but look at us now. I have to shout, glory, hallelujah. Girl, I'm glad I come to know ya. Ooh, Lord, have mercy on me. Now Angie belongs to me.
I didn't know your name, but you walked on by, had that sparkle in your eye. Know your name. I didn't know your name.
I hear that song again. And you have any shout outs for the night? I can't believe how fast.
Yeah,
I
wanna give a shout out to I'm gonna give a shout out to a good friend of mine over there in Louisville, Kentucky. Sporty
okay.
D, William Hunt, comedian over there. He's trying to work out some things for me to come over here to do some shows with him, and I'm very appreciative of that. I also want to give a shout out to Brenda Moss. She also has a program on blogtalkradio.com. Let's jazz
okay.
it up. Because, you know, without her giving me a platform, man, I wouldn't even be here doing
uh-huh.
this. Because, you know how it is when you're dealing with folks, you know, a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
man, sometimes they have this jealousy going on, this envy thing going on, and, you know, and I'm asking people, you know, can I come? And you know, be a guest on this show, introduce my music, and you know how people are. You know, they develop the jealousy and envy and think they're going to shut you down. But you know what? God always has a plan.
God has
he always has a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He always makes a way. And so when I came on her platform, oh, man, about 2 years ago or better. And so it helped me grow my brand and to the point now I was grooming for this right here, you know. And
all
so
right.
I'll just give her a shout-out out there and shout-out to, you know, to everybody out there that's supporting this and tuning in and your download, shares, and all that. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all very much. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. And now we're going to change the vibe to church mellow music. We have songs created by Lee. You just never know where he's going to take you. And we fit in the FITTNA vibe to church and the awesomeness of how God has been to him. So therefore, Lee appreciates the full power of God and his amazing love. I'm going to play this song, and you're going to understand why it's amazing love. And I'm going to let Lee talk about this song, Amazing Love.
Yeah.
That's it, special.
God has truly been good to me. Not even one sad day or minute since you came my way. I hope you know I'd gladly go anywhere you take me. And you know I'd go. Got to tell you how much you move me. I'm happy as can be. Came and changed my life, my whole world. Hello, Mello. What a wonderful day. I follow you to the moon and the sky above. And you. Waiting for a love like you.
Is God amazing to you, Lee?
Yeah, he's all that, man. The you know, the love of God is you know, I know a lot of people refer to there's no love like a mother's love, but you know and I was talking about that one day. I see if that was true, then why do we turn on the TV and see all these mothers that are killing and hurting their kids? If that was true.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that I do know, like the word says, that God is not a man that he shouldn't lie, neither son of man should repent. So the statement that there's no love like the love of God, that's a true statement. That is a true statement.
Right.
Oftentimes we tend to gravitate toward an opinion. Those are opinions. And I know, you know, people love their mothers and all that, but your mother's love, I know my mother loves me, but God's love is greater than her love.
Yeah.
And people may not understand that, but you got to stop, you know, listening to opinions and what they say. What does God say? What does the word of God say? So for him to give his only begotten son, you know, his son, you know, Jesus' life is the only life that I know that can save. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like I always got to go back to the word. I always go back to the word to, you know, keep my mind tied into what God is speaking. And so his love is so amazing to where even if nobody down here gives two flips about Lee Austin, I know that God loves me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I don't worry about the haters this and the haters that and all that. I don't waste my time with that junk. Whatever.
Right.
Because I know God always has a plan. He has a plan for my life. And as long as you're walking with him, he has a plan for your life. So that's why we have to know that God's love is the greatest love of them all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like I know we hear songs, and if you're not careful, some songs are not speaking the truth, meaning the word. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to write songs based off of, hey, man, my opinion or my philosophy or my ideology. But I want to write songs that are truthful based upon the word of God. And so his love is unconditional. His love is right. Love is just. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He won't lie. He can't lie. Come on. You know, so, you know, why wouldn't you gravitate to serve God? You know what I'm saying? Why, you know, I mean, come on. You know, so that's my testimony. And just to share with the world and everybody that I love him. You know, I'm not ashamed to let everybody know that I love him. And so he has done so much for me. He has done so much for everybody. The Bible says he's good to us all.
Even when
you don't acknowledge him, he's still good to us all. So, yeah, his love is amazing. It is. And that's, you know, real
so
simple.
Amazing.
To the point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Amazing love. Yeah, it's amazing love.
And before I play this other song, Stand Therefore, because we have like about 6 minutes to go, do you want to say anything about that song before I play it?
Yeah, and I'm glad we're playing this song, the last one, for this evening, because I want this song to resonate with all of us. You know, no matter what you face, no matter what you go through, the Word of God says that whenever the devil raises his head, then the Holy Spirit raises standard. You know what I'm saying? So in me, you know what I'm saying? When things are not going smoothly for me, that's all right, because the Holy Spirit's going to raise a standard to Lee Austin. And I'm going to come out more than a conqueror, like the word says. So stand. Basically, this is what the song is talking about. Stand. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, stand on the word of God. Y'all stand. And let God do it. Let go and let
God do it.
Yeah, man. Yes.
There you go. And this is sung by Morris Hunter, but it's produced by...
Yes, Morris Hunter out of Dallas. Yes. I went to his studio in Dallas, and about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I got to the studio, and so he asked me to produce the song for him, and so I was in a zone already. I'd been all over Dallas and Fort Worth that day, that night, studio to studio, and I ended up at his studio that morning. So by 2 o'clock, so I went on, man, and we're gonna help him out with this one and got it done for him.
Okay. So Stand Therefore, sung by Morris Hunter, directed and produced by Lee Alston, Gullah Soul Music.
Yeah.
My limit, Lord, just when I can do no more, I feel I've done all I can do. There you are, God. There you are. There you are. There is your word. It is the word of life, telling me to overcome all fear, walk in faith. Just when I'm at my hand, you're ready to begin. I hear you telling me to stand. I know my hope is built on nothing less than Christ the Rock, in his blood and righteousness. Through every stormy gale, prevail on Christ the solid rock. I make my every stand. Other ground is only sinking sand. All other ground is only sinking sand. You show me where to stand. Telling me to stand. Yeah.
beautiful song, as always. You don't do anything but beautiful work, so that's just that. Plain and simple. Yeah, man. Yes.
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 Be safe out there, and thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for hanging out with us on this evening. And y'all just keep trusting the Lord, man, and he'll make your way. He'll make your way for you, man. Love y'all. Thank you, Ms. Inez, and everybody. Again, man, I can't thank y'all enough. Y'all have a wonderful evening. I hope the rest of your evening is blessed and your walk is prosperous. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all.
Yeah, man. You have just heard some mellow music, love ballads, songs of the heart, songs from the heart. Thank you, Mr. Lee Alston, Gullah Soul Music from Freeport, Texas, for allowing us to be in the love vault with you. This has been your hostess, Ms. Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Alcool Designs. You have been listening from In the Vault, and we pray you enjoy spending time with us. So tune in again next week, same time, same station, and join us. And please have a laid-back evening. Rejoice. Just chill out. Yeah, man. So good night from all of us to all of you. From the Gullah Soul Music on the Strength. As we listen to the song, Confession. Thank you. off for the evening. Have a blessed evening and good night.